Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Do you accept that He has made you righteous, made you holy, made you unblameable, unreprovable? My, it sounds too good to be true, but it is true. And if you'll accept it, the truth will make you free from condemnation, shame, guilt. One of the biggest errors among religious-minded folks is salvation through effort. Salvation through effort. That we, you know, that when our life is over, people have this, even this idea about that you will meet maybe Peter or whoever at the pearly gates, and then your deeds will be weighed in the balance of justice. Your evil deeds on one side, your good deeds on the other. And if you have enough good deeds in the good deed basket, Peter goes, "That was close, but come on in." This has nothing to do with reality. This is not the Bible. This is not the Word. If you're counting on that, you will be lost. I know that's a hard word, but it's the Bible word. Jesus said, there's a broad way that leads to destruction, and there's many that are going down that path. And there's all these ideas about that being good will save you and doing good works will save you. But you cannot make yourself acceptable to God through your deeds. That's why if you could do it, then Jesus' coming was unnecessary. But we could not do it. We could not accomplish it. We couldn't save ourselves. Which is why God sent His Son to take our place and to be judged in our place. And the Bible said, in fact, go to 2 Corinthians, if you would, the 5th chapter. 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, verse 17. It says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. That's how you became holy. You didn't earn it. He just made you that way inside. And He's given us the ministry of reconciliation. Keep going. God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. We're to tell everybody that'll listen that God will do the same thing for them. They don't have to be outside. They don't have to be alienated from God. They don't have to be counted unrighteous because of their failures and mistakes. Verse 20. Now then, we're ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be reconciled to God. Verse 21. For He made Him to be sin for us. Did Jesus commit sin? No. Did He deserve punishment for sin? No. Did He deserve judgment? No. But He took it. He became sin and He took the judgment. Why? He was made sin, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. We didn't earn righteousness. We received it by faith. Praise God. I want you to say it out loud, the blood of the Lamb has made me righteous.
Has made me
acceptable to God.
Has made me
holy.
Unblameable.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Unreproachable.
Unreproachable.
Are we reading the scriptures or not?
Yes.
It takes faith to accept this. But this is how you're saved, not by works. Now, we'll be rewarded for good works, but that's not what you're saved by. And if you've received Him and you're trusting in what He did for your salvation, you don't have to wait to find out if you'll be saved or not. You are right now. Your name's in the Lamb's Book of Life, according to the Scriptures. Anybody happy about that at all? Go to the book of Hebrews. Just a few verses to read to you. We'll shout about it and we can go home. But when I say a few verses, I mean maybe a chapter or two. But just talking about reading them. The book of Hebrews is an amazing revelation on the things we're talking about. It takes the Old Testament and the New and it explains them and how the one flows into the other and how the New is a continuation of what was described in the Old and how that what happens in Christ is a fulfillment in reality in heaven of what was portrayed on the earth in Moses and the sacrifices. If you haven't read it carefully, it's well worth your time to take it and just read through it carefully and might want to read it in some different translations. Sometimes the King James is not the way we speak. I like the King James, but the phrases you have to sometimes look them up. That won't hurt you either though, will it? But let's read this in the NIV in Hebrews chapter 8. And this is a real short chapter, but I may just read the whole chapter and I may just keep going. Hebrews 8, are you there? NIV. And just keep the verses up there. I'm just going to read right through them. I may not stop. Verse 1. He said, the point of what we're saying is this. We do have such a high priest who sat down at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven. He was talking about the priesthood that was established under Moses. Who serves in the sanctuary, the true tabernacle set up by the Lord and by man. Every high priest is appointed to offer both gifts and sacrifices, and so it was necessary for this one also to have something to offer. If he were on earth, he would not be a priest. This is talking about Jesus. For there are already men who offer the gifts prescribed by the law. They serve at a sanctuary that is a copy and shadow of what is in heaven. This is why Moses was warned when he was about to build the tabernacle. He said, see to it that you make everything according to the pattern shown you on the mountain. You understand there are chapters of detail about how the tabernacle was to be constructed and all the articles and then how the operation of the sacrifices and offerings. And according to this, all of that was a natural example of what actually exists in heaven. It was a physical replica of the actual thing in heaven. Keep going. But the ministry of Jesus that Jesus has received is as superior to theirs as the covenant of which he is a mediator is superior to the old one. It's founded on better promises. For if there had been nothing wrong with the first covenant, no place would have been sought for another. But God found fault with it and said, the time is coming, declares the Lord, when I'll make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. It'll not be like the covenant I made with their forefathers when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt, because they did not remain faithful to my covenant, and I turned away from them, declares the Lord. They perished in the wilderness. This is the covenant I'll make with the house of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I'll put my laws in their minds and write them on their hearts. I'll be their God and they'll be my people. Hallelujah. No longer will a man teach his neighbor or a man his brother saying, know the Lord, because they'll all know me, from the least of them to the greatest. This is one of the things that makes our covenant so great. Not just a couple of people that have the anointing on them, but all of us can know Him. Hallelujah, personally, from the least to the greatest. Verse 12, I'll forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. Somebody say, thank you, Lord. By calling the covenant new, He's made the first obsolete. What is obsolete and aging will soon disappear. Now, the first covenant had regulations for worship and an earthly sanctuary. I'm just going to keep reading. A tabernacle was set up. In the first room was the lampstand, the table, the consecrated bread. This is the holy place. Behind the second curtain was a room called the most holy place, which had the golden altar of incense, the gold-covered ark of the covenant, the ark that contained the golden jar of manna, Aaron's staff that had budded, and the stone tablets of the covenant. Above the ark were the cherubim of the glory, overshadowing the atonement cover. We cannot discuss these things in detail now. When everything had been arranged like this, the priest entered regularly into the outer room to carry on their ministry. But only the high priest entered the inner room, and that only once a year, and never without blood, which he offered for himself and for the sins the people had committed in ignorance. The Holy Spirit was showing by this that the way into the most holy place had not yet been disclosed as long as the first tabernacle was still standing. The presence of God was manifest in the inner part, in the Holy of Holies. And the average person could not go in there. The only person that could go in was the high priest, and that only once a year, and that after the sacrifices. And this says, this portrayed that people did not have access to the throne of God as long as this was happening. But verse 9. This is an illustration for the present time, indicating that gifts and sacrifices being offered were not able to clear the conscience of the worshiper. They're only a matter of food and drink and ceremonial washings, external regulations applying till the time of the new order. When Christ came as high priest, did you notice only the high priest could go in?
Yes.
When Christ came as a high priest of good things that are already here, He went through the greater and more perfect tabernacle that is not man-made, that is to say, not a part of this creation. He did not enter by means of the blood of goats and calves, but He entered the most holy place once for all by His own blood, having obtained eternal redemption. Hallelujah for us.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation, in its entirety, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 4th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.